My name is Prince.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. I just had to reset a few things. Now, I've got his plans to becoming a dictator, change tax codes to benefit the rich, and anything he says and does.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to read what you, what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. We have rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities, or stagnant wages and rising costs.
I would say racism and the Supreme Court rolling back rights.
So for this one, we had the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or?
Yeah.
That's the closest one. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. The first one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden.
And do you think Biden would be much better at handling with that issue or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Joe Biden.
And is that much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Joe Biden.
And is that much better or Biden somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Then we have growing the economy and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Joe Biden.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. And do you think would be much better at dealing with implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them?
Joe Biden, much better.
Thank you. And finally, securing our borders.
Joe Biden.
Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel Gaza make you more or less favorable towards him?
I'm going to say less favorable on that one.
And would you say somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Somewhat less favorable.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
And do you strongly agree or just somewhat?
Strongly.
And since Donald Trump was found guilty on 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I'll say often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? You can select up to two. We have Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter or X, or other.
I'll say TikTok and X.
Thank you very much. And switching gears a bit, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, and we're finished. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I would say about half.
About half. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one of or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So I want to thank you very much for your patience because you answered again as well. And have a wonderful day. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.